Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Nobody likes getting parking tickets, but here's a situation where a bunch of them are getting canceled, and it's still kind of a weird story because it's government waste at its finest. Both Caleb and Tom tipped me off the story happening out of Seattle. 7 months of Seattle parking tickets will be voided and refunded due to a lapse of authority for issuing tickets. Turns out there's a process you got to go through. You can't just tell somebody, hey, go start writing parking tickets. They got to have authority to do it. So if you got one of these tickets, you haven't paid it yet, you don't have to. And if you paid it, you'll get your money back, which is pretty cool. So out of Seattle, Q13Fox.com has a story. 7 months of Seattle parking tickets voided, refunded due to lapse of authority for issuing tickets. The city of Seattle said that 7 months worth of parking tickets will either be canceled or refunded due to the lapsed authority by the city to issue those tickets. The city will be mailing notifications to those who received eligible non-moving parking tickets from September 1, 2021 through April 5 of this year. Now, they're going to send you a notice, and it will say, if you received a parking ticket between those days, you do not have to pay the ticket. The ticket is canceled. No more. No further action is needed. If you paid a parking ticket issued between those dates, the city will refund the amount paid automatically. If the original payment was made using a credit card, using a municipal court's website, or automated telephone system, the refund will be charged back to the corresponding credit card. For all other payments, a check will be issued and mailed to the best address on record. You should expect to receive a refund within 60 days of this announcement. Now, here's the deal. Traffic tickets are not included. So this is not moving violations. This is parking violations. You can see if your tickets are eligible by going to the website at seattle.gov. There's a link you can click. They got all the information there. But according to the Seattle Times, during the time frame in question, parking officers had not been granted the authority to write citations. This refund will cost the city of Seattle about $5 million, according to the Seattle Times. More than 200,000 parking tickets are being voided or refunded or both. The lapse in authority comes from a switch made in September of last year where parking enforcement was transferred from the jurisdiction of the police department to the Department of Transportation. Since that transition, the officers under SDOT were not granted special commission status, which they needed to issue those tickets. Yeah, it's a paperwork mix-up, but they didn't have the authority to write the tickets, and the people who had the authority weren't writing tickets. But the amazing part is that it's a loss of $5 million, and there are people out doing busy work that accomplished nothing. Government waste. So someone had a job to go out and write tickets that were unenforceable. And that was happening from September of 1 year till April of the next year. So that's not good. So if you go to seattle.gov, you can find a whole explanation there. And it says the city is canceling parking tickets issued between these dates because the parking enforcement officer did not have a special police commissions at the time of issuance. And that's what it says, special police commissions. I'm not sure if that's correct or if it is actually plural. Ticket cancellations and getting refunds. And it says that on June 1st, 2022, the city of Seattle announced notifications will be mailed in the next few weeks to people who received eligible non-moving parking tickets between those dates. And the notification will tell you if you got the ticket but haven't paid it, you don't need to. If you paid the ticket, you'll be refunded in the same manner in which you paid. So try to think that back now, figure out how you do that. Meanwhile, non-moving parking tickets issued between those dates are eligible for refund. Tickets like traffic tickets and so on are not included. If you're still unsure, check for tickets issued to your vehicle that are eligible for a refund. And, you know, I got a parking ticket not so long ago. I mentioned that I went to a concert in Royal Oak, Michigan. And at that concert, I parked outside on the street. And I was having a hard time feeding money into the meter. And I admit this is my fault. The meter also took credit cards. But I had an ashtray full of change, which I used to keep for just such an occasion. So I grabbed a handful of quarters, and I'm feeding quarters into this thing, and it's spitting them out at the bottom, like one out of every three it's accepting. And I'm sticking them in and spitting them out, sticking them in. And finally, I just gave as many as I could get in there. I thought, well, it doesn't look hungry anymore. And I left. But of course, I ate dinner, then saw the concert. So I come out, and in Royal Oak, what they've got is they've got these parking spaces that you have to go over to a central kiosk and either put money in or a credit card, and you tell it what space you're in. And then they actually have these devices that will detect if the car is in the space after time has expired. And then it takes a photograph of your license plate and they mail you the ticket. So after coming out of the concert, which by the way is the Alan Parsons project, it's actually Alan Parsons touring, and he refers to it as his project, but he doesn't call it the Alan Parsons project anymore. Trademark issues, I suspect, but it was a great concert. Came out, no ticket on the windshield, and I actually thought, I wonder if I got away with this one. Because I had been in Royal Oak during the winter blast last winter and had overparked, overstayed in a spot, I'm pretty sure. But there's also piles of snow around, which may have interfered with the camera's ability to read license plates. I don't know. I did not get a ticket at Winter Blast. I, however, a couple days later, got a ticket in the mail saying, "Congratulations, Mr. Leto. Your vehicle has won a prize," because it was in a spot for too long the night of the Alan Parsons concert. And so therefore, you owe us some money. And in that case, I had to think about this, but I logged on and paid it on the internet. So I paid it on the internet, and I did that with a credit card. And I remember there was actually a service fee for doing that, which I've always thought was kind of bogus, but cities and courts do that. When you pay a fine with a credit card, they actually make you pay extra. And so I did it that way. And that's the big question. They refund that money. I presume they'll give you back the service charge also, right? So it's going to get ugly. But Caleb was the first one to send it to me, but Tom sent it also. And Caleb is my correspondent on the West Coast. You'll remember him from the April Fool's video. But he just sent this. He's like, unbelievable that something like this could happen. And yeah, somebody was out writing tickets, and I think it was more than one person. But in essence, $5 million worth of parking tickets are written in a six-month period, and none of them are any good. So the city doesn't get the money. The people who parked illegally get off scot-free, and some bureaucrat whose job it was to write parking tickets didn't have the authority to do so, and therefore their entire life's work for 6 months was for naught. It was for naught, as we say. So crazy story out of Seattle. Like I said, I don't like parking tickets. No one likes parking tickets, but you hate to see that, where somebody spent all their time doing all this work, and now look at the extra busy work they've got to do, sending everyone back their money. So it's a colossal waste all the way around. But stories reported by Q13Fox.com, as well as on the website of Seattle.gov. So if you got a parking ticket in Seattle in those time frames, you might want to look into it, because you might get your money back. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If it's a penny for your thoughts and you put in your 2 cents worth, then someone somewhere is making a pretty penny.